So the big question is this: are you tired of the hustle and grind of fix and flip? Do you really think you can wholesale your way to success? What you really want is a cash flowing portfolio that lets you live a life of freedom, sunsets, and palm trees on your terms. But what if you're stuck because you have no capital, no time, and no idea where to start? That ends now. Your host, Corey Peterson, is a rags-to-riches real estate millionaire who started out with no money or credit and quickly grew a portfolio of cash-flowing apartments. Not to mention, he did it all with other people's money. You're only one deal away from creating the cash flow life, and the Multifamily Legacy Podcast will show you how. So now, here's your host, the Big Kahuna, Corey Peterson.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Multifamily Legacy Podcast. I am so glad you're here. Man, this has been an extremely crazy journey, even doing this podcast. We're on episode, I believe, 31. So 31 weeks we've been doing this strong and really just trying to give you everything that I know. And as I go on through like teaching, coaching, mentoring, you know, it is a journey in myself and like how to come up with new guests and new material and all the things that go on to putting on a show. So tonight, I'm just sitting, it's a Sunday night, and I've got nothing else to do. My kids are watching TV, so I'm just decided to go in the office and bust out what happened this weekend. And it was really, I feel like sometimes you get moved, and when you get moved, you talk about it, and you describe how that applies to multifamily. So this could be a fun story. So before we get to too much of that, I've got to give out a couple shout-outs. So you guys know how I love when you go to iTunes and give me a review. So I'm going to give out one that just came out from Phoenix Bro. And so he says, Corey is loaded with tons of information about getting started in multifamily real estate, and he's here to share it with the world. He's been massively successful in multifamily, and he's an incredible educator. Please, no one tell him that he should be charging thousands of dollars for it. It's so clear that Corey is a genuine, awesome guy who's looking to help others to find the kind of success he has. He is the guy of guys that you want to have a beer with. His passion and winning attitude is contagious. We live in the same town, so I hope to buy him that beer one day. Phoenix Bro, appreciate it, brother. All you got to do is reach out. I'm usually pretty much available to people in my local community. I try. You know, it's still a challenge, but I do it as much as I can. So, hey, thank you so much for that review. It really does mean a lot to me. I mean, I really do. I love looking at them and knowing that I'm making an impact. You know, you get to a point in life where there's got to be more than money, right? It's got to be more than just making a couple dollars. And so many educators out there, I think, once they become educators, they lose sight of what they were doing, their core business. And then all of a sudden, all they do is make money on the info. On the education side, and that's just not me. I think I will and always will be a deal maker first. Like that's what excites me is I just want to do deals. I like doing the bigger deals. They're funner. They're more exciting. And the single family small deals just don't really do it for me. In fact, I gave up my whole wholesale business, gave it to my brother and his wife in San Antonio, because I don't really want it to do it no more. It's just, it takes away from all that I'm doing in the multifamily space. So we're just going to crush it right now. So excited. Just yesterday, I got a $10.65 million property under contract in Waterloo, Iowa. So where the heck is Waterloo, Iowa? I honestly don't know, but I'm going to find out. So pretty cool that deal. That's a student housing play. It's actually the same seller that sold me the property that I bought, Eagle Village, I think almost a year ago. I closed on Eagle Village almost a year ago in August. And so the same seller called me up and asked me if we wanted to buy this other project. And it was a great project. So yes, we said yes. And we tried to put together an offer package. And it looks like we had a meeting of the minds because they penciled and I penciled. And so we inked the deal. And so we got another great contract under contract. So, woohoo! Like those things. Now that stuff is exciting. So it's a $10.6 million deal, and you know we'll cash flow along. I think we'll start cash flowing like $100,000, $150,000 net sponsorship money, right? And it only gets more. And then I think when we sell it, we'll make another $3 to $4 million projected. And that's conservatively. So we've underwritten this deal very, very, very conservatively. So anytime you get one of these things, when I get one of these locked up, it's like doing the happy dance. It is the funnest thing. And it's just building wealth. It's just building legacy wealth that's just going to keep stockpiling and keep going. And there's no end in sight. And so it's pretty cool when you get to a point where you don't need the money anymore. When your cash flow comes in and it exceeds all your bills and like you have lots of money left over. I'm telling you right now, that is like the amazing sauce in this business, okay? And I want to help you find it, right? I really do want to help you find it. So one of the things that I want to make sure that I touch base on, and I'm actually going to share my screen here in just a second. So those of you that are watching on YouTube, you're going to see it right now. Wait, hold on. I got to hit a button first. All right, now you're seeing it. So this is my cash flow calculator. This is what I've created that has like all the things that you're going to need to underwrite a deal. And you can get the Kahuna cash flow calculator by going to kahunacashflowcalculator.com, right? Pretty simple. It's a long URL, I know it. But get there. It's only $197. But, dude, I've got some really sweet training material in there. I've got sweet some bonus material as well. I've also got some case studies so you can see what I'm doing and how it works. So it does make a lot of difference. And here's one of the cool things. So, man, I understand that, like, as a syndicator, a lot of times you're going to have partners. And so, like, this page right here, this is called my cash flow model page. And this is really neat how it will spit out and show you if you've got a deal or not. And then also, if you have partners, you can use it to split. So you can say, hey, here's what's going on. You know, I got a 60, 30, and a 10, and, you know, three people in a partnership. You can do that. So it works out really, really cool. So I just want to give that a plug. It's a tool. Here's the thing, is it's simple. And I find most people, they stop doing because they think it's hard. And so if you can make something that's kind of hard, like underwriting, and make it simple, dude, that saves so much time. It really does. And so what I love about my my calculator is all the fields are locked. So you can use it, you can only go there and manipulate the places where you are supposed to put data. It's color-coded, so where you're supposed to put data is in a light blue color. And then there's just multiple training videos, so you can't screw it up. And so that's really the beauty of it. It's very simple. It's very easy to use. And I think it'll get you on the track. So if you're looking to start finding multifamily deals, you need to go there. Okay, enough said about that. So let's get into the show. So this week, something crazy happened, and I got to share with you the story. So I booked tickets to go to the Phoenix Symphony. And if you've never been to a symphony, I'm going to tell you right now, this was my first time. And it blew me away. It was even better than I even thought about. And I'm not proud to say this, but I think I cried. My wife will tell you, yeah, she knows I cried. And you know, it's pretty cool, man. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was sitting there. They opened up. It was all the music made by John Williams. And for you that don't know who John Williams is, he's the one who did the score for all the Star Wars. But what you probably don't know is he also did it for Saving Private Ryan, Jurassic Park, and he also did some Indiana Jones stuff. I mean, he's got lots and lots and lots of music out there that he created for movies. And so the opening, you know, we're here on, I'm recording this, I think, on right before Memorial Day or at Memorial Day. And so the first score that they did was from Saving Private Ryan. And, dude, when you hear this music, oh, man, it just sweeps you away. And you think about the sacrifice that our men and women in the armed forces have paid. I mean, they've paid the ultimate sacrifice. And war is not, you know, it's ugly, and it takes a lot of courage. And, you know, freedom is not free. It's paid with blood. And so I'm just so thankful that, you know, my brother served in the military, he's in the Army, and I'm just so thankful that we have a great military and that that America is keeping us safe and that we live in the best country ever. Best country ever. So just excited to say that. So at the symphony, though, something happened that was really cool. My wife, in the middle of one of the, I don't know, it was, you know, a little halfway through the event, and she comes over and whispers to my ear, and, you know, you're watching all these, all the strings. So there's the violinists, there's the cellos, there's the ones that are in the big, I don't know what they're called, but the big bass things, right? And Shelly's like, she leans over to me, she goes, honey, if I was to ever play, you know, a stringed instrument, I think I would play the cello. She's like, I'd play the cello, Corey. She's like, what instrument would you play, Corey? And dude, I didn't even look like miss a beat, right? I looked over, I said, I go, honey, I play the orchestra. Now, where does that line come from? That comes from the movie Steve Jobs. And when Steve Jobs was talking about, he was, I can't remember, in that movie, he's talking to somebody. He goes, like, most people play whatever, play violin or whatever. He goes, I play the orchestra. I'm the company leader. I play the orchestra. And my wife, we sat there, we laughed just quietly to ourselves for like 3 or 4 minutes. We couldn't stop because she knows that's so me. And here's where I'm going to relate this to what we do as syndicators. Our job. Our job is to play the orchestra, is to syndicate and put all the pieces together to do a deal together, right? That is the main job of what I do as an apartment investor. It's not that I'm any smarter than anybody else. It's not that I have these great Wudan Ninja Shaolin Monk skills, okay? What it is I just know that there's smart people out there. I arrange the orchestra together, and then I say, let's go play this piece of music. Let's go play this property and make it work. Now, that seems abstract to maybe a lot of people, but to me, I mean, that's like plain as day. That's like simple, right? I'm not a great property manager. I would suck at it. Why? Because I hate entering data. I mean, I hate it, but I know people that are great at it. I have a great property management company. And guess what? They do it well. So I don't have to be. I just need to know how to hire them. And I have. And, you know, and I've made them pretty much, we're intricate. We're entwined pretty tight. I don't have to know everything about how to get a loan for a deal. Why? I have a guy, his name's Eric Stewart. Eric Stewart finds me all of my deals, right? Well, and he was on the show, by the way. I'm not sure what episode he was in, but I'll put it in the show notes. Eric Stewart was on a show. We had a great segment about how to get loans for deals. And so, but Eric Stewart would be the guy that, you know, that's who knows all my loan stuff. When it comes to creating a PPM, I'm not a lawyer, right? But I know how to hire the right lawyer, Mauricio Raul. We've done a show, right? So that's another great little person that you got to know. And so that's the whole point of this deal is you don't have to be the smartest guy, the smartest tool in the shed. All you got to know is how to assemble everybody together. And that even goes with raising private money. So when you're raising private money and you know, I've got a $300,000 earnest money on this property that I just put under contract, right? I've got $250,000 coming from the partners that are going to raise it, that are going to help me raise money. And then I'm just going to, I'm not even going to use any of my own money because I've got another friend that wants to get in the deal and he wants to get in early. So I'm going to call him up and say, hey, listen, I need another $50,000. Send it over. And that's what's going to happen, right? So that's like easy. And that makes everybody win. And so you don't always have to have your money in a deal. So like that sponsorship piece is another part of putting the team together, playing the orchestra. And what a great visual, like when you think about it, when you're there, you're watching the conductor and he's playing, you know, he's hitting everything and he's like, give me some more of that, you know, and just playing the whole thing. And gosh darn, It's just fun watching with him. And then when he needs to bring that intense, you know, you can see him get intense. And all of a sudden, like, it crescendos up. And, dude, what a fun time. Again, if you've not made it to a symphony, you got to go. It is high art, fine art at its best. So my first time, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go a lot more. I'm going to take my kids. This is a good thing for them. They need to appreciate the arts. And I'm telling you, it was so freaking fun. It's fun just to get dressed up with my wife. Hey, so if you need a hot date idea, bingo, go do that. Because it's hard to not get moved by some of that music. And it just makes you want to hold your wife's hand and look and smile. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking about, you know, the reason I'm crying, cried the first time, right, was Saving Private Ryan. But I cried a second time. And I cried the second time because, you know, sometimes when you sit and just reflect on your life, here I am with all my friends. And, you know, like, I got a great wife. I've got a great life. I'm just sitting in the moment thinking, man, I would have never thought it would be this good. I would have never thought that I would just be having so much fun with the people that I care about. Like, never in a million years. And so that's a testament that what apartment life can give you is it gives you extreme, like, you can do whatever you want to. When you get to a certain level and you start making enough money, there's like, making money is really, it becomes not the point. It becomes a point about what can I do to help others? How, you know, and for me, helping others is like helping my private money. I love helping my private money. I love doing things with my neighbors, right? So, you know, one of the cool things that we got to do on that whole, this whole thing for the symphony is that me and my wife were able to just pay for the whole event. We bought 14 tickets, got all our friends. We rented the limo. We paid for dinner. Actually, we didn't pay for dinner because they wouldn't let me. So they're like, you're done paying for everything. And we got to get at least this. But what a great gift to be able to give just to your friends. Like, hey, listen, let's just all come, right? I bought those tickets almost 8 months ago. And so anyways, I'm getting off track here. But the power of, like, putting things together. You've got to play the orchestra in this business. So many times I'm like, some people get caught up in, like, the weeds or, like, doing just trying to do one thing. And they get so their blinders on that they forget that if they would pull back, they might see a better angle, a way to do it. And in that is just, like, we'll call it, like, underwriting, doing some of the little tasks that you got to do to find deals. You may not like putting data into spreadsheets. So if you don't like doing that, man, there's thousands upon thousands of virtual assistants that can help you do that. My buddy, Rob Nickel, he's been on the show as well. So we'll have that in the show notes, how to get and watch Rob Nickel's episode. He has a crap ton of VAs. That's what he does. He has VAs with his company from the Philippines. And you can hire them for cheap. And dude, they can do repetitive tasks. They can do most of the tasks required to fill out a FAS, or the Kahuna calculator. And so if you can get all the data fields put in, then all you've got to do from there is just do, like, the last stuff, the critical things and critical updates to make sure that the calculator is right. Well, that's a no-brainer. That's somewhat easy, right? That's a better probably use of your time. Because what I see is where I see people get burned out is when they do a task that they're not suited for. Most people that are putting together deals for apartments, right? You're trying to be your big picture person. Sometimes that data entry stuff is very, very, very hard for you. And so if that's you, you know, you can get people so cheap now that especially for the same repetitive task, in and out, man, that is absolutely a VA routine. And you shouldn't be having them do that. Or you could be like me. I found a company that will find all my deals for me, right? So that's what I do. I say that, but I still find my own deals. Deals come to my plate all the time. So I'm still underwriting deals. Not as many as I used to, but I still do quite a bit. But, you know, I think back to this. So I was at, so I just had my, another side note. We are just now unlocking the gates to the Kahuna boardroom. So we've been having such great response from that. So I think maybe in about two more weeks, it'll be closed. So if by this recording, so if you are looking to get into the multifamily space, whether you're, you have to be kind of this, you need to be a guy that's in single family doing it full time, or you've got to prove to me that you have the relationships and the networks and the contacts to move it to the next level. Okay. And so how you go to the Kahuna boardroom, and then you got to apply. That's how you get into the boardroom. And we only let 35 people into this event. And our last event, we're just now starting to put things on my Facebook page and on my YouTube page. We made a great little video testimonial of the last event, and people had a great, great time. So check it out. Don't mean to be plugging a bunch of stuff. I got a lot of things going on right now, and it's just been a crazy time, because what I've realized is this, is people are truly, truly tired of the hustle and grind of wholesale and fix and flip. I mean, I see that day in and day out. I see guys that are successful that are just tired of the work. They look at me and they're like, Corey, all you do is go on vacations. I go, of course. That's what I'm trying to do, man. That's the way I built it. I wanted to, you know, I've got football season coming up. My son's getting ready to be going to seventh grade. And so from the seventh grade all the way up until high school, coming around every, you know, August, for the next 3 months, like Corey Peterson's pretty much on lockdown. Unless I have to be somewhere, I'm probably going to be, you know, coaching. I'm the assistant coach for my kid. And so I do that because it's important. And, you know, that's like on my goals. And that's what I should be doing. That's what I want to do. I want to work. And so all the things that you make important in life, you achieve them, right? So like, if it wasn't important for me to schedule my time and block out my time for my kids, then something else would fill it. And so I made a commitment to myself that, hey, listen, especially right now, people are already coming to me saying, Corey, why don't you create a mastermind event? And I'm like, oh, gosh. Now, personally, I could. I could create a mastermind, and dude, we would fill it up, and it would be huge, hugely successful. But here's the challenge, is that I don't really want to do it. It doesn't really fit my goals, especially right now, because my kids are getting ready to go into high school and junior high, and they need their dad. Like, dad doesn't need to be traveling all, you know, because as soon as you do a mastermind, right, that's either 3 or 4 events a year, and if I have to travel to those events, which I'm sure I would, at least on 2 of them, then I'm away. And if I'm away, and even if I'm here locally, I still couldn't like check out and be like, hey, I'm going to go coach my son's game today or practice or whatever. It wouldn't happen. So I would have to commit and put my kids' commitments farther back. And that's the truth, right? And I'm not willing to do it. I'm just not. But I do have an idea. For everybody that's made it into my boardroom and anybody that wants to get into the multifamily space, we are creating an ideal right now called the Cash Flow Network. The Cash Flow Network. Oh, dude, I love the way it sounds. It's not ready yet, but it's going to be. And I think we're going to do it one time a year, and we have to do it in Hawaii. Because if we don't do it in Hawaii, it just wouldn't do it justice. But for people that are looking to get into the multifamily space, this is going to be where you will come. And really, it's a networking event. So I will have a bunch of successful guys there and interact with some new people. I'm going to have my inner circle there that we're going to meet probably 3 or 4 days before the event. And that's going to be one heck of a time. I just know it is. And what better way to share what I call my favorite, Hawaii, to share Hawaii. Are you kidding me? It's going to be freaking amazing. It's going to be so fun. So I don't want to just keep rambling, but here's the thing. If you are wanting to get into the multifamily space, the first thing you've got to do, right? I'm going to break it down for, you probably heard this before, but I'll make it real simple. Step number one is you've got to start learning how to raise private money, okay? If you've not figured that one out yet, go to kahunawealthbuilders.com and download my quick start video series, okay? You start getting people to raise their hand and say, I'm interested. That's step one. Step number two is start getting deal flow, right? And deal flow means you're going to get deals from brokers, right? And that's very, very, very easy to do. In that same video that I just, the quick start workshop, we teach you how. So you don't even have to like worry about figuring it out. I've figured it out for you and I'm giving it to you for free. Okay. So step number two. Step number three is to do the underwriting, is to do the work. Okay. Most people screw up step number three, by the way. You've got to do the work. You've got to underwrite the deals, and then you have to communicate with the people who sent you the deals. And you got to build relationships. Honestly, you've got to build relationships with brokers. That is the way you get ahead in the front of the line. It's just the way it is, right? It is still a people business. I don't care what anybody says. It's a people business. Step number four, right? Once you you underwrite a deal, now is to put it under contract. Well, that's simple. Once you put it under contract, now you've got to come up with the earnest money, right? You put it under contract. Then you've got to fund it. And how do you fund it? Well, you got to get everybody to raise their hand. Now, what if you don't have enough people to raise their hand? Then you got to find somebody that is. You got to find someone else that can syndicate or raise capital or has a lot of capital, bring them into your deal as the sponsorship group, and then they can either bring their capital or they can find the capital there that they know they can get, right? Lately, that's one of my easiest buttons that I've been using is, listen, I already have a lot of investors, but it's still, when we're doing these $5 million raises, $3 million raises, and I mean, I think we're probably going to do about $20 million this year in capital, raising capital. Like, that's nuts, right? But it's sometimes it's even easy for me to like, hey, listen, let me do this 70-30 split with one of my partners and that wants to get in a deal real bad and let them raise money for me and use their network and then use the power of my everything that I know and that I've created, right? And use my history, all my deals. And so that's a great way to partner. And so that's another way, how to leverage yourself. Once you start doing some deals, you can leverage that to others, right? Who's doing that? You know, I am, right? Because it's easy. And like, all that does is help people get into deals. And that's what I like to do is I want to be a deal maker. Now, I can't do a deal with you unless you've been in my Kahuna boardroom. That is my only rule for deal partnering, is you have got to come to my event and learn from me before I will deal split with anybody, okay? Just had to put that out there for clarification, right? That is why you want to get into the boardroom, is because that is what happens. Is I make no claims about it. I just say, hey, listen, I'm looking to do deals with people that I've taught. And if you have a deal, you'll bring it to me and we come to a meeting of the minds, I'll help you. I'll help do your deal, right? That seems real simple, and I think it is. And it's a lot of fun. So I'm excited about it. So, and then you close. So the last step is just to close on the deal. And when you close, dude, it's a great feeling. In between some of those deals, and some of the steps, is you got to, I forgot to say, assemble your team. In the very beginning, probably step number two, is assemble your team, okay? You need to find someone to do loans. And if you listen to my podcast, you'll find the teams. They're in there, right? So Eric Stewart's loans, Mauricio Raul, PPM. Then you find a sponsor. Find all the things that you need, right? Like, find a management company. Now, if you want to use my management company, you got to go to my Kahuna boardroom, okay? Because the only way they'll do deals with you is you got to go through me. But like that's pretty simple. And it's not even that hard to find a management company. It really is not. There's a lot of good management companies out there. There's very few great ones. Now, I have a great management company. There's still a lot of good ones out there. And I had to go through a lot of them to find the great. And you may have to too. But that's okay, because you're still playing the orchestra. And if something's not working, you have the ultimate right and decision to fix it. And that's what you should do. You should absolutely fix it so you can, because you have the, your investors are counting on you to make them money. And so if something's broke, you got to fix it, right? Pretty, pretty simple. So with that said, I'm going to cut this one short. It's a Sunday. I want to spend some time with my family, but I just wanted to tell you and talk to you about the power of the symphony, right? And that what we do in this business as far as syndicating is we don't play any single instrument. We play the orchestra. That's it, guys. Hey, listen, you can do anything that you put your mind to. All you have to do, my friends, is you have to believe it first. The power of your mind is everything. It's everything. So guard it. Don't let people tell you no. If they do, get away from them. Find the right people to hang around with. Let them build your brain, build your confidence. Because when you get confident, things can start happening. But don't ever stop believing in yourself, because your paradise is possible.